Mr. Shedd, SHEDD, first name Delrus, DELLRUS, 32487. This is a 38-year-old gentleman who comes in today with blood pressure of 173 over 115. He was told at one time his blood pressure was high. He was placed on azacitidine, A-Z-I-L-S-A-R, 10 hydrochlorothiazide. His blood pressure did come down, but that was a few months ago. He has not been taking that medication. He said at one time ended up in the emergency room because his blood pressure was high. They did do a cardiac workup, short of cardiac catheterization. Everything was within normal limits, in quotation, period. A paragraph today, he's not having any chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, or headache, period. A paragraph, his blood pressure is elevated at 173 over 115, period. His EKG is totally abnormal. I'm concerned about ischemia in the inferior lateral lead, period. A paragraph, his echocardiogram shows cardiomegaly, LVH. Once again, he's not symptomatic. He does have abnormality in his lower extremities associated with mild pedal edema and mild PVD, as well as what looks to be passive congestion of the liver with fatty liver, period. New paragraph. Medications, none. Medical problems, hypertension, uncontrolled, non-compliance. Surgery, had some kind of lung surgery 2016. Blood pressure was elevated then. Family history, strongly positive for hypertension, diabetes, no cancer. Social, he works at an environmental technician. He's single, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Allergy, no drug allergy, blood pressure, weight 330, 98.3, 96, 20, 126 pulse, 173 over 115. Heart positive, stone positive, two lungs clear, abdomen soft, obese, neck shows slight JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with aneurysm, lower extremity trace edema. Number one, hypertension out of control. Number two, non-compliance. Number three, abnormal EKG. Number four, abnormal echocardiogram. Number five, thyroid within normal limits. Number six, no sign of renal vascular hypertension on the ultrasound. Number seven, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Number eight, given the abnormality of his EKG, I discussed with patients that he's in desperate need of CPK troponin at least once, then maybe twice, repeat EKG. He did get clonidine 0.2 milligram here in the office, but he needs to go to the emergency room ASAP. He was directed to HCAER at this time. Period. He will come back after he's seen in the emergency room, and they decide if his CPK and troponin is normal, and then we'll decide on the best antihypertensive medication at that time. But at this time, once again, he must go to the emergency room for evaluation in big letter. Abnormal EKG noted, a copy of his EKG and a letter to the emergency room physician was sent with the patient. Thank you.